The Spanish conquistadors discovered the dahlia in the 16th century in the high plains of Mexico. This plant, with small, simple flowers, grows naturally in brush and sandy prairies. The Indians call it Xixipatli or Acocotli. They ate its tubers, fed the leaves to their livestock, and women wore the flowers in their hair. The botanist Francisco Hernandez wrote a lengthy description of it and brought some samples back to the King of Spain, who was not impressed. It wasn't until the second half of the 18th century that dahlias were first grown in Europe, and then only among specialists. In 1789, the director of the Botanical Gardens in Madrid was sent some tubers by his counterpart in Mexico. He planted them and named the plant dahlia in homage to Andrea Dahl, a Swedish botanist. The flower was then received at Kew Gardens in London and at the Jardin des Plantes in Paris in 1802. As a foodstuff, the dahlia was unable to compete with the potato, which was at the height of popularity. However, nurserymen became interested in its ornamental qualities and, notably, the ease with which they could be bred to change colour and shape. Thus, the development of spherical varieties, and then varieties with flowers like miniature pom-poms. French nurserymen produced the dahlia colorette, then later the dahlia cactus. A huge range of dahlias is found on the market today, with plants varying from 15 centimetres to 2 metres high, and their leaves from 2 centimetres to over 25 centimetres in diameter.